Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The story of a goat that gave both milk and honey. Sheikh Abdul Rabi Rahimahullah says, I had often heard the Fidda by name, who lived in a certain village. I do not normally visit women, but when I heard many miraculous stories about her, I wanted to visit her and went to her village. People told me that she had a she-goat that provides and gives both milk and honey. I was amazed to hear this and bought a new bowl and went to her house. I said to this pious lady, I have heard about your goat that gives both milk and honey. She sent the she-goat to me and I milked it. I saw milk and honey coming out of its udders. We drank its milk and ate its honey. When I asked her how she had come to own that she-goat, she narrated the following amazing incident. She says, there was a time when we were very poor and we owned nothing except a she-goat whose milk was our only source of food. When it was the day of Eid al-Adha, we own nothing except this she-goat. Let us sacrifice it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said to him, we have nothing but its milk to live on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made it wajib and compulsory on us to cut an animal when we are so poor. My husband agreed to what I had said and we delayed our sacrifice until the next Eid al-Adha. It so happened that we had a guest on that very day and I said to my husband, we have been commanded to look after our guests and we have nothing to feed them but this she-goat. Let us slaughter our guest. When my husband prepared to slaughter it, I said to him, you should rather slaughter it outside the house behind the wall in case our children should cry on seeing it being slaughtered. He went outside with the goat, and as soon as he was gone, I saw this she-goat standing on the wall. Because it looked exactly like our she-goat, I thought it was the same goat which had escaped from my husband. When I went outside, I saw to my astonishment that he had already slaughtered our goat and was now skinning it. I said to him, how strange, another she-goat just like ours has come into our house. When I told him the whole story, he said, it is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a good reward for sacrificing our goat for the sake of our guests. So this is the she-goat that gives both milk and honey, and it is all because of us looking after our guest. The lady then said to her children, my dear children, this goat feeds on what grows in the hearts. As long as your hearts continue to be good and not spoilt by evil, its milk will also be good. But as soon as your hearts become bad, its milk will also turn bad. Guard your hearts against evils and everything will be of benefit to you. SubhanAllah.